It's time now for the facts on the coronavirus with Dr. Jonathan Leach. If you have a question for Dr. John and can't get through, call 07 3892 0181. That's 07 3892 0181. Or head to our Facebook page.
Dr. Jonathan, good morning. What is the update around the country?
A bit of a few cases over in WA really is the latest news. There's one new case in South Australia, which they haven't had a case for a week or so. But WA's had kind of two groups of cases. One is a family that's returned from overseas, four of them. So hopefully that's able to be contained. They would have been in quarantine anyway. And the other is interesting. It's a commercial ship that's come from overseas that's had six new cases diagnosed on the ship out of about 50 crew. So probably expecting there to be more positives from that. I think the rest of the crew are isolated on the ship itself, as far as I'm aware.
Yes.
Okay. So hopefully it doesn't turn into an outbreak affecting, it's in Fremantle, I think, community there. But it's a bit of a warning or, just something to highlight that, this pandemic is not over, and certainly the risk from overseas.
Exactly. It's fragile, isn't it? The safety that we're feeling now is very fragile.
Across the globe, I think, it's not on the decrease, really. And there's some places like Brazil, it's probably the obvious one where, now the second highest number and increasing numbers of deaths over there. So, I think the risk of imported cases is still quite high.
Okay. And also, too, up in Cairns, there was a case of someone who was on that Princess cruise, but it's, almost 2 months after all those cases broke out. So how does it manage to just appear in the middle of nowhere like that?
Yeah, that's probably one of those unknowns that we're still figuring out, really, as to how long incubation periods happen or whether you can kind of have a reinfection or the infection comes back. It doesn't usually happen with these sorts of infections. Your body kind of gets over it and immunity happens. So, a bit of a tricky one to answer, really. I think this just shows how this is still a new, a novel virus to us that we're still working out what the go is. Mm-hmm. But the other thing I was going to say is there's been some talk about just really wanting to ramp up testing. I think in Queensland we're doing pretty well. I think about 2,500-3,000 tests a day, but there's definitely capacity to do more. Yeah. And especially as we relax the restrictions around the place. And so far so good. We haven't had any indication of more cases, but to know that for sure and to get the earliest idea of that happening, we need lots of testing. And I talked particularly about regional, rural, remote areas, sort of residential places, nursing homes, prisons, that sort of place where people are grouped together. And also Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, but I guess it's a group that in our work we're particularly keen to make sure testing happens and is supported to make sure we pick up things early.
Yeah. And do you think, with flights still coming in, travelling in international and things like that, do you think we should probably halt that to continue our, good streak at the moment with cases?
Yeah, look, flights have continued to come in. I guess it's kind of returning the expats coming home and that kind of thing and close family of. I think stopping that altogether is a big deal. There's a lot of safeguards in place to stop those that turning into community spread. The quarantine is very strict and the orders that people are put on. Of course, there's always a chance someone escapes that, but I think the number is manageable for the authorities to kind of keep an eye on. So, I'm not in the know of all the
luxury we don't really have. Hey, we just got to get some of our people home.
That's the reality of it, I think. So, so far, so good. We've had a couple of months of that and it hasn't turned into a big drama. We've been able to manage it. So I think hopefully we can continue that.
Yeah.
Could have been a lot. All right. Well, Dr. Jonathan, thank you very much for your time today. We will talk yet again.
Thanks, guys.
That was the latest on the coronavirus with Dr. Jonathan Leach. If you have a question for Dr. John and can't get through, call 07 3892 0181. That's 07 3892 0181. Or head to our Facebook page.